Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. This is another episode in our Consistency 365 series where we talk about not just the need for consistency. We don't even talk at all about the need for consistency because I think we know we need to be consistent, but it's in the how. How do we stay consistent when life is just all over the place? Just yesterday, I had a plan. I had a plan for dinner. It was going to be a pretty routine night. And then we had friends show up unexpectedly and stay well past dinner time. So then it was a race because it's the kids and it's bedtime, but they still need to eat. How do you still stay the course when the plan gets thrown out the window? What does that look like? That is what this series is all about. Not specifically what we're going to be talking about today, but in general, that is what this series is all about. A few days ago on social media, I shared something that's actually a massive piece of the application of consistency puzzle. What I shared was that this podcast is actually in the top 0.1% of all podcasts in the entire world. Now, what does that have to do with consistency? The fact that there are over 3 million podcasts and Primal Potential ranks in the top 3,000, the top 0.1% of all podcasts globally. What that has to do with consistency is the fact that I did not know how to start a podcast, so I Googled how to start a podcast, and before I knew what I was doing, there was no plan. I had the podcast up and running in a week. Might have been 5 days, might have been 8 days, but a week. I had no plan. I did not know the whole picture, but I started. I got into action, and then I stayed into action even though I had nothing figured out. I knew the first step because I could Google it, because I could ask somebody, because I could just try something. And so many people are not consistent because they spend so much time and energy in the planning phase. Well, what am I going to do when this happens? And I'm trying to figure out if this is the best approach for me or that's the best approach for me. Look, win today. Take action today. Don't continue to put off what you can do today because you're planning what you might do tomorrow or 3 months from now or 3 years from now. So many people are like, well, I'm just struggling because like I don't know if this is something I can do for the rest of my life. Why do you care today what you're going to be feeling like you can do in 12 years, in 1 year, in 1 month? Do what you can do today and don't continue to let yourself off the hook because you don't have it all figured out yet. You're never going to have it all figured out. And if you think you have it all figured out, it's not going to go that way. When I decided I'm going to start a podcast, and the way that it happened was at first, and this was, you know, almost 10 years ago, I was like, I'm going to start a blog. And then I hated blogging. I hated it. And I felt like I was, my skill sets were more aligned with verbal communication than written communication. And I found written communication just a little less connected. And so I thought, well, there's this thing called podcasting. I didn't even listen to podcasts at the time. So I went on my computer and I Googled how to start a podcast. And it was literally one of those Google results that's not even a link you click. It just sort of shows there at the top of the page. And it was like, get a host and upload an MP3 file. So I was like, okay, I knew that. Step one, get a host. I set it up and then I recorded in a free software on my computer without a microphone. And I had it up and running. You don't need to have everything planned out, whether we're talking about fitness or fat loss or business or money. That is a delay tactic. That is at odds with getting in action, which is required for consistency. So many folks are not consistent because they're not only planning, but then they're switching plans. And they become addicted to seeking information and crafting a plan, but they never really get to the consistent execution part, which, hey, doesn't require that you know the next step or the next 12 steps or the next 12,000 steps. Just start. This notion that we need more information and we have to have a full understanding to get started is a lie. Get in action today, not tomorrow, not when you come up with a plan for what your action is going to look like tomorrow. Today. Get in action today. There's an improvement you can make today. There's a step you can take today. Take that step. We'll see you tomorrow.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.